This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to This Is Our Lives podcast, hosted by older, wiser lesbians Lisa and Sue, for Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. This Is Our Lives podcast gives listeners intriguing, touching and humorous stories of life in and around Melbourne, Australia. Why don't you subscribe so you keep up to date with all the fun and frivolity from Lisa and Sue? Now on with the show.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue.
How's it going, Sue?
Pretty good, but pretty insane since the last time we got together.
I know. It's been a mad couple of weeks, hasn't it?
It has. And to highlight that, my whole pet family have gone mad.
They have, but you've got some unusual pets, haven't you?
Okay. Well, I do have a pigeon who had brain damage. Oh, very good.
I know.
I think he's still got brain damage, but he's much better than now.
So, a wild pigeon?
Yes.
Okay, so he just flitters into the yard and back.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So what happened, three years ago at least, I reckon, maybe even longer. One of the kids brings home in a shoebox a pigeon with its head flopping to the side,
just
hanging out there, a bit of like blood around the beak. It wasn't pretty.
Really?
And she goes, Mum, I couldn't just leave it. And I thought, well, she's right. She couldn't.
Wow.
This is what happens when you bring up ethical children.
That is true. So where did she find it? Park?
At school.
What? So it smashed into a window, didn't it?
I think so.
Right. Okay.
So it looked like it had broken its neck and it's hurt its wing. So she brought it home to see if she could at least nurse it through the night and then...
Right.
You know, I was just thinking, that's it. I've got to dig another hole, you know. And I'm very caring towards animals, but I thought this one, it's gone.
Yeah.
Turns out, no. Each day.
It started to recover?
It started to recover. So I made sure it had water and it was warm and it was safe and everything. And somehow it recovered.
Right.
3 years on, lives at our house on the roof, flies around, has a weird sort of, he doesn't actually have other pigeon friends.
Right.
So he's got girlfriend doves.
So he's a bit brain damaged then.
He's a bit spesh. But you know what? That fits in my whole family dynamic.
Well, that's true. So you feed him though? Flick out some bird seed or whatever.
Absolutely.
It is.
He eats the chicken feed.
Oh, easy then.
So he waits for the food in the morning, then pops down. But he also visits the daughter who actually rescued him. So he sits outside her window and just goes, hello. Not like that, because that would be weird, wouldn't it?
Hello?
Hello?
I could actually hear them saying, hello?
Hello? He does. So that's nice.
Oh, that is nice.
But he's not the mad one.
Oh.
My chickens have gone mad.
It's like an episode from, that movie, Chicken Run?
It's worse than Chicken Run. They don't like gravy. They don't like anything.
They don't like anything. What do they do? They're planning an escape? No, they don't have to escape, do they?
Well, they're infighting.
Oh, that's right. They get a bit funny, don't they?
Well, it's not funny anymore, I can tell you. Because
they're quite vicious.
Well, I have various accommodations around the yard. So I have a pen.
Right.
And within that pen are two apartments, we call them.
Chicken apartments.
Chicken apartments.
Yes.
But now...
Mezzanine level.
Correct.
Okay, yep.
But now only one of them goes in there, which is the sick chicken, but that's a whole other story I'll get into.
Okay.
And the other two have gone, I'm out of here. I want to, live in the annex. There is no annex. I've had to create two new areas in the yard.
Really?
I didn't sign up for this when I got them.
You had issues a while back with foxes eating your chickens.
Yes, well, not this time. This time it's all gone bananas.
Aren't they going to be frightened by the Foxy Loxy coming to visit?
Well, not with the bloody neighbour's dogs next door. I think that'd keep anyone away, including people.
Oh.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah,
I know. I'm very angry.
Some people don't control their animals.
I'm very, very angry about it. I haven't been sleeping properly for months.
Mind you, my dogs do bark sometimes, but not obsessively like yours do.
One of your dogs is weird.
Holly,
she barks at the moon at 5 o'clock in the evening or whatever time it is.
Only for an hour at dusk.
What a pain in the ass that is.
No, she has to let the neighbourhood dogs know that she's there.
But it's annoying.
Then she comes inside.
You even videoed for him one day. Maybe if we put her with the chickens, it'll all be resolved.
Yeah, she might sort out their issues.
Do you want to hear my tale?
Please do.
So not only did the pigeon, need recuperating.
Right.
A chicken fell ill.
Oh.
So chicken fell so ill that I didn't realise how ill this chicken was.
Was he bound up with an egg?
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh, that's not good for a chicken.
No, but it wasn't that at all. She'd got some sort of a virus.
Oh.
Now, Susan couldn't cope.
Chicken flu.
My partner couldn't cope with this.
No, because she's quite caring.
She's bawling on the couch I have to do something about it.
She did lose previous chickens to the foxy loxy.
She did, and she cried for a week over that. So this was not on the agenda.
No.
So she took a day off work.
Yeah.
Right, and takes the chicken, rings the vet and says, I've got a sick chick. The vet goes, well, I'm sorry, that's, you know, not good.
No.
I'm sorry, but we're not the right place, but I will put you on to, get this, a bird specialist.
A bird specialist.
She drives for an hour to the bird specialist.
Yep.
Who then gives the chicken injections, weighs the chicken.
Weighs the chicken.
Not even suitable for a boiler at this stage. Oh. The poor thing was so thin.
Did she think it was odd? Because most people would just, I don't know, wring the chicken's neck.
Let it go.
No, I wouldn't though. I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
But most people would, right? It's not like it's a $900 pet parrot. We're talking about an egg that was incubated at a school.
Yes.
That came home.
Mm.
And no. So $200 later.
What?
Injections, antibiotics, and God knows what. We've got a kit of things to do.
Oh.
But, problem.
Oh, okay.
Long weekend. Holiday.
Oh.
What do we do?
Sick chicken. And what do you do?
Can't dump it with the folks like I do with the kids.
You didn't take it with you.
We took the chicken on a holiday.
Oh, my God. Road trip with a chicken.
And a dog.
And a dog.
So in the back of the car, right? Now, luckily I didn't have to travel in this car because I had to travel in a different car.
Not the convertible.
No, luckily no.
Oh.
But the dog and the chicken in the back seat.
Right.
The chicken was in a box.
Right.
But the chicken was so sick, chicken won't move in
anyway. So it wasn't clucking or anything?
It wasn't even walking around. It was that. Oh,
no.
No, it didn't have the energy. Oh. So it was that sick, it actually couldn't move.
So it could have died though. And you paid $200 and it could still be on the precipice.
It was on the precipice of death.
Right.
Of that hole. So we had to take it away and therefore hand feed it. But have you ever tried feeding a chicken?
Well, they give you those beady looking eyes at you.
No.
You go, oh.
It's going to get me.
It's going
to
get me.
But I had to feed it an antibiotic tablet. The size of a bloody saucer. How do you get that in its beak?
What? They only got tiny beaks.
So I had to like break it up on a spoon.
Bit of honey.
Didn't work.
Oh.
The chicken would not take the tablet.
Take that tablet and jam it.
Well, I had to take it to a new level to jam it.
Oh, what did you make?
I made a chocolate cake with icing.
No.
I did.
A chocolate icing cake.
Yep.
With the
double layered with a ganache, right? I thought I'd go all out.
Right.
So I made a beautiful double layered chocolate cake with ganache and a cream frosted filling.
And a bit of antibiotics.
Not in the cake, but then I would like spoon feed the cake, the chocolate cake with the beautiful ganache, by the way. Give you the recipe. To the chicken.
Who thought was pretty good?
The chicken loved it. Only way to get a chicken to eat an antibiotic, let me tell you.
Do you reckon the chickens have taste buds?
Well, it must have because it knew good food when it saw it.
Right.
So anyway, it had a 3-day holiday down by the beach.
With chocolate Grenache.
With a chocolate Grenache cake.
And how's the chicken now?
Well.
Wow.
So she's starting to put on weight and be happy and healthy.
Okay.
Right?
Well, that's good. That's good news.
It is great
Susan
news.
Susan would love it.
It is great news. Mm. But now.
Right.
The other chicken. So one chicken was sick. She recovered.
Yeah.
So this is chicken number two.
Oh, dear.
So she's the chocolate cake chicken.
Revolving bloody door of issues at your house.
Oh. Do you not know our family?
Oh, dear.
Exactly. So chicken number three has decided, excuse me, you've got chocolate cake and you are sleeping in the annex. I want some of this. So it has now started to sleep.
Got jealous.
Wanting to sleep. Yep. On the deck. Deck chicken.
Deck chicken. Actually, did I see a photo of you lying on a couch on the deck and there was a chicken sitting right next to you?
That's the sick chicken. That is the sick chicken. So since recouping.
Right.
Right. We've had a total fallout.
Oh, dear.
So chicken number one is just getting on with it.
Chicken Carmageddon.
Chicken Carmageddon, you are spot on.
Jeez.
Chicken number three has decided to move out of the apartment.
Right.
And chicken number two, the sick chicken.
Yeah.
Are you following?
I'm trying to follow, yes.
Is now known as chicken dog.
Right.
Ask me why.
Because don't tell me it barks.
It's not barking.
Right.
It's behaving like a dog.
Following you around.
Yep, it follows me around. We sit outside on the deck and have dinner. Guess where it's sitting? Under the table.
Under the table. Oh, my God.
I was playing on the couch. We have a couch on the deck, as you know.
Yeah.
Laying on the couch, and that is the photo. So the chicken decided.
Right.
I think I'll sit with you and have a pat. So I now have a chicken dog.
Right. But what happens to poor Lenny? Has he been on the outer?
No, no, no. Lenny sits with the chicken.
Oh.
My. It's a whole menagerie. I am Dr. Doolittle in the northern suburbs.
Jeez.
Have you had that much drama in your life?
Oh, well, not with chickens.
But I tell you what, I'm glad it's recouped
because
it cost a lot of money.
Oh, pet debt.
Pet debt.
I can tell you a story about pet debt.
Please do.
We might come back after this and I'll explain it all to you, Sue.
I'm looking forward to that.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
Owls. Wise animals. Also apex predators. Sounds like Lisa and somebody else. Sue, perhaps?
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night.
Listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue.
Before we went away to a nice music track, Sue.
Yes.
I want to share with you a story of my pet debt.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
Yeah. So we have, Raylene and I, have three dogs between us. She had two and I've got one, Holly, the night barking dog.
It's like a werewolf but the size of a pea.
Well, she's a little
she's
Maltese.
Tiny,
she's not. Oh, well, we've got a tinier dog.
True.
So,
Missy,
who has numerous amounts of names. We call her...
Pain in the ass.
Well, yeah, that's sometimes. No, she's lovely.
She's
A rescue dog, so she has some issues.
Yes.
Her name's Fluffy.
Right.
Missy.
Right.
I call her Miss Piss because she has an issue with pissing on mats.
Yes, especially when you go to holiday houses with your friends.
Oh, I know.
Correct.
I know.
Yep.
And Tuna.
Say what?
Tuna.
What do you mean Tuna? You call her Tuna?
Yeah, she's got tuna breath.
Oh, she does.
Oh, she stinks.
She's vile.
But not anymore.
What do you mean? What happened?
Well, she needed some dental work, Sue.
Like a lot? Like, did you get her teeth removed?
Well, that's what the tuna breath was from.
So tuna breath was from bad teeth?
Bad teeth. She hasn't been brushing them.
She's doing it wrong then.
No, I know. So she won't eat bones. She's only a little thing.
I don't think they're supposed to, are they?
Well, you're supposed to give them things to chew.
I don't know, but bones, I get mixed messages.
Yeah, and then they say, oh, you should brush your dog's teeth.
No. Oh, no, no, no.
I am not brushing my dog's teeth. Sorry. So anyway, we took her off to the vet And we've taken a couple of times to have these teeth looked at.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes, they will need to be done. But, no, she's got a heart issue. She's got a heart murmur. We need to do an X-ray.
Oh, that's awful.
I know, because, you know, she's a senior dog and she could have issues. And we're going, oh, okay.
She's got issues already, but what about the heart?
I know. So right. You feel guilty, Sue.
Oh, you do.
So you go, oh, okay, how much will that cost?
And you feel bad asking that question, right?
No, $300.
For just the X-ray?
The X-ray. Wow. So anyway, that's okay. So the X-ray, you know, sort of comes back. Yeah, she's got an enlarged heart. Yeah, okay, well, you already told us that.
Well, we knew that. Tell me something you didn't tell me for $300.
So what does that mean? You know, this sort of thing. And
a lot of money.
You know, they go, oh, well, she'll need to be on heart medication. Yeah, but she's got an issue with the tuna breath. So she's here for the teeth. That you said at a prior meeting that she needs to have four teeth come out.
Oh, not with an enlarged heart. That's not going to happen.
Well, what do? You go, do you leave the tuna breath? And then she can't eat though, Sue. So the thing is, she's 12 and you get to the stage where you go, well, she's quality of life.
Oh, you've got to give her quality of life by this stage.
So we said, no, we know she's got an enlarged heart. If she goes on the table, well, she's gone happy.
Well, true. Well,
you know, that I would be upset with it. Anyway, so she went and had the teeth out.
Okay.
You know, they gave us a quote. $1,200 to $1,300.
I'm sorry. That
gave me a heart attack.
Gosh, that's right. A lot of money.
Then you debate, you go, oh, do you really think it's worth it? She's 12 years old.
And I've got a blender.
Well, true, I've got a blender. But can you put up with a tuna breath?
I don't think it's fair.
I don't think it's fair because she was in quite a bit of pain. And you just know it's going to be on the $1,300 end.
Oh, way more than that. That's a quote.
So anyway, they were still stressing about the heart medication.
Right.
Well, that's not going to help now.
No.
You know, type thing. No, just whip them out.
Well, you can't just whip them out. That costs. You have to think about it.
No. So meanwhile, she's gone in for surgery early in the morning.
Oh, did you cry?
Well, Rails dropped her off. I was just getting sort of text updates.
Right.
And phone calls throughout. Yes, she's doing well.
And there's $500.
Ting-ting. And then another one. Yes, she's starting to come out of the anaesthetic. There's another phone call.
$800.
She's had four teeth out.
$1,350.
Yes. And so anyway, so we go back to pick her up. Yep. And she's not happy.
Oh, well, one wouldn't be with four teeth removed and an enlarged heart.
She gives you the look like, don't ever drop me off here again.
You do this, I'm going to wee on your mat every day.
Absolutely. She's got it in her mind that she's going to pee on everything, right?
Well, so she should.
And she gives you the stink eye.
Oh, she's good at the
stink
eye.
With a lopsided smile because there's four teeth gone.
Oh, is it all on one side?
Yeah, yeah.
God, how does she look now?
No, she's actually quite good. But instantaneously.
What?
No tuna.
Oh, really? So she's much
stinky
better.
Stinky breath's gone.
Oh, well, that's good. That's worth your money.
So, yes. Yeah, so, no, it did cost us $1,295.95.
Shit. What? Have you ever thought about insurance?
Well, this is another thing. Right. Pet insurance is a scam.
Scam.
Don't ever get sucked in, dear listener. It is a scam.
A scam?
Mm.
What do you mean?
Well, Raylene did get pet insurance previously.
Previously. So not for tuna time?
Not for tuna, but for Frank.
Frank. He's got an underbite.
He's got an underbite. He's actually got half a jaw because he's got hit by a car a few times. So
wonky family there.
Wonky family. So the way that the insurance works is that if you have an injury, just say like Frank, he's had a cruciate ligament done, right, which is, you know, his rear leg. If that's happened once, you can claim some physio or whatever, but that's it. That's a one-time offer. You cannot claim another incident of that type of injury.
Oh, please.
Because they go, no, that's it. Because then it becomes an existing ailment. But of course it is. He's a 12-year-old dog.
It's insurance. That's the point of it. Didn't they look at that?
No.
It's wrong?
It's wrong. They reimburse half of your fee for your consultation. But anything that's ongoing, no, not covered for. It's a scam.
It's a scam. And a guilt scam at that.
Oh, they make you feel guilty every time you go there. She's not doing very well. Her diet's not good. Whatever. We spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on our dogs.
Oh, thousands. The other day, I went to the pet shop. Because I needed a seatbelt for my dog.
Had to take out a second loan, didn't you?
Oh, my lordy. Well over the 200 mark.
For a seatbelt?
No. That, the chicken feed.
Yes.
Some more poo bags.
Oh, yes.
Which, somebody please create some poo bags that are actually functional.
And
what
not see-through. I don't want to see the poop in the bag.
Do not want to know it, see it. I'll deal with it, but ew, and a whole lot of other guff.
Yep.
$200?
Oh, yes.
Gone. Blown.
Do you buy snacks? Because we buy snacks.
Yeah, I buy snacks, and now I have to buy the good food because I've been guilted into the same thing.
Well, so you know how you can get those dried, you know, snacks or whatever.
Yeah.
So there were the generic ones.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, they used to love those, the chicken version of those.
Mm-hmm.
No, not good enough anymore.
Oh, they've done with them.
No, we've got these duck ones, and they won't have them. If they know there's a duck one sitting on the shelf, they go no to the chicken.
They're needy dogs.
They look there and they go, that white packet? Yeah, no, we know you got that there.
Yeah.
We're not going to eat the red packet.
Tough you.
No.
Do they just sit and wait?
They bark at you until you give them. And then you go, this just cost me $8 for like, I think it's like 250 grams. That's more than a steak for a human.
Sorry, but that's more than the price of petrol at this stage.
I know. It is ridiculous, but we feel bad because, you know, they're our
family. But they are our family and we've got to look after them. So I want to look after them, but I just feel like I'm being ripped off.
We are being ripped off.
Don't you reckon?
Oh, yeah. It is a multi-million dollar industry, pet industry. Pet debt.
Pet debt.
I'm in debt. Three dogs cost me a fortune, Sue.
Well, I have one dog, three chickens,
yep,
and a pigeon.
Oh, dear.
Things aren't looking good in my camp.
I know. I know. And then if you're taking them to the vet and chickens to the vet... Can I just say, that's expensive.
It has been expensive. My dog, Lenny, has been going to the vet of recent times.
He's getting older too.
He's getting older and he's not moving as well as he was. And he has a bottom problem.
Oh, no.
He has a bottom problem.
Right.
I don't know whether everybody wants to know this, but let's just talk about anal squeezing, shall we?
Oh no.
Do you know that you can pay people to do that?
I'm not doing that. Someone just said you could do that and save yourself money. No.
No. I bought trimmers. I'll give him a clip. You know, I'm good at getting the clipping done on him now.
Oh no.
But no. There ain't no payment in the world high enough for me to do.
Because it's
that.
Quite rank, apparently.
But the fact that's what they trained to do. So you wouldn't just do that to anal glands or us, would you? You actually have to go to someone who has specific skills.
But can you imagine, you'd hand that to the junior vet, wouldn't you?
Yeah, what the work experience student.
What did you do today? Three anal squeezings.
It's gross, but it costs money. And then you've got to do it like sequentially. You've got to do it so many times. You can't just go, oh, that's done and dusted.
Oh, really?
Poor Leno. Oh. He's had this. So every single trip, it's cost us money. So
he must hate going to the vet.
He didn't want to get out of the car the other day.
Did he drag his ass on the ground saying you're not touching it?
He certainly did. It looked like he had worms.
Oh, poor Len.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, that's the price you pay for having these, you know, extra family members. So
that is true.
I don't begrudge paying it, but I do feel like pet debt is just something I didn't have factored into my super.
No, that is true. That is true. And, you know, we do go a bit obsessive with coats and beds. And because I know that you did buy a coat recently for Lenoir.
Oh, well, I hassled you.
Yes.
It was midwinter. And I hassled you about their daggy coats and dogs don't need coats.
Yes, they do.
I was rather opinionated.
Yes. You know what they need now, coming into summer?
What's that?
The cool pad. You pop it in the freezer and they can sleep on it and they don't pant.
Oh.
It's like a cool pillow.
Doesn't it make them a bit too chilly on their under tummy?
No. Because, you know, they lie on their back. You know what they're like? They lie on their back and pant.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I've left the dog home with the fan going.
Goodness. Can I get one of these for my girlfriend? I think she gets hot in the evenings.
Legs akimbo. Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's always going to be a product and I'm always going to buy it because I love my pets.
I love my pets too. Tuna and all.
Well, Lenny's a little bit of salmon at this stage.
now Holly's got tuna breath.
Oh, I don't want to go on anymore.
I can't afford another $1,300 at this point.
Nah.
I'll save up for it.
Save up for it because you know we're going to do it.
Yeah.
You've been listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
If you'd like us to talk about anything of interest, you can get in contact with us easily.
Just send us an email, owls@joy.org.au, or check out all our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Tumblr.
Until next time,
stay safe
and stay tuned.
And that's the show. Thanks for listening. This Is Our Lives podcast comes out every fortnight. Got any questions? Email us at owls@joy.org.au. Or check out all our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our blog. Why don't you subscribe? Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.